Morning everyone, welcome back to another episode. And today I want to just circle back on mindset. And I think entrepreneurs, for some reason, focus on strategy. Everybody's in search of the magic strategy. And unfortunately, I'm probably going to burst some bubbles here, but that ain't going to work for you. Okay? Strategy does not get you seven-figure, eight-figure businesses. If it did, everyone that watched YouTube would be a multi-millionaire. And probably have six-pack abs as well, because there's a lot of fitness stuff on there. But it don't work, right? And coming back to the fitness model, it doesn't work because if you want six-pack abs, you got to do crunches. Simple as that, right? You got to eat well, do crunches. But people that watch those videos don't have six-pack abs. Why? Because they can't push themselves through the pain of avoiding the chocolate, staying off the beer, doing the 100 sit-ups, then doing the 200 sit-ups, going through the pain. And business is no different. On your journey to great success, as a five-figure business owner, I think putting strategy into your world generates that type of money. To be able to then push that forward into multiple six and seven figures takes a different version of yourself each and every level. You have to become a new person. And a lot of people don't like that change. And a lot of people around you don't like that change. And that is part of becoming a successful entrepreneur. I've been through the roller coaster of emotions, building multiple businesses to seven and eight figures. And it's stressful. And there's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of risk. I think with coaching businesses, the risk can be a lot less, but it is still high pressure and can be stressful if you put it on yourself. Where we have to push through as coaches is when we have failed launches, when we have ideas that aren't selling, when we have clients that want to exit, when we have times when we don't want to show up, or our masterminds aren't full, the people aren't showing up for the events. Like, these are the little things that chip away and you're going, am I doing this the right way? Am I doing it right? What more can I do? Let me just find a new strategy to try. And we jump to the new strategy. And we lose that consistency and that momentum. And that ultimately is what gets you to where you need to be. I was talking to one of my clients yesterday and he's like, oh, you know, results haven't been coming in and this, that and the other. So we did a bit of a content audit. He's posting every 3 days on his profile. There's no mention of his offers. Like, how do you expect to earn anything if you're not showing up and doing the work? And it's not because I think, well, it was a bit like lack of time sort of, I don't have and figuring out. But it was more, there were just versus spending time on the right marketing channel that works for them. So for example, they're trying to do written posts, but it was taking them too long form content, but he actually liked getting them videos. Like, just post a video every day. Just get out there, get content out there. And by making these moves and being consistent, that's what compounds, and then ultimately we move forward. But what happens is we don't get results, so we give up, or we jump to another strategy. And that's not how you get results in business. You have to be persistent no matter what. You have to detach yourself from the outcome. Everything you do has to be detached from the outcome. And when you do detach yourself from the money, from the results, from the engagement, from the viral reel or not viral reel, from the amount of people that signed up to your offer or didn't sign up for your offer, you start to show up in a different light every single day that then propels your business forward. Because if you're detaching yourself to the outcome all the time, then you're only going to be more and more demotivated every single time something doesn't work out. And that in itself causes the inconsistency and pulls you away from what you are meant to be doing and should be doing on a daily basis to get results. If you think that one post is going to sell all your offers out, you're never ever going to make it as a coach. If you think that one viral reel is going to change everything for you, you're never ever ever going to create the money that you want to create. You have to relentlessly show up. You have to be consistent in what you're doing. But by doing so, adding and stacking all these different days of showing up then starts to compound, and then life starts to get easy. Then you start to be able to share less content if that's your vibe, be able to sell offers without having to maybe jump on sales calls or do the hard hustling yards. It's all stages of where you get to, but you cannot go from not even being able to run to an Olympic sprinter overnight by posting one piece of content or getting one magic strategy from a mentor. That's not how this game works. If you're going to invest in yourself to work with somebody, you need to stick with it. You need to see it through. You're not going to get results in the first 2 to 4 weeks. Yes, you might get some quick wins, but you're not going to get that momentum that you desire, that dream outcome. That comes by being consistent over a sustained period of time. And you will get wins along the way, and you should be increasing your income along the way. But to expect to just go walk straight into a multiple 6 or 7 figure coaching business, having had very little success or not even got started yet, it's madness. It's like expecting to be Brad Pitt from The Snatch, absolutely ripped, when you ain't been in the gym for 10 years and you've been eating pies all day. Like, it ain't gonna happen. But you could get there if you hit the gym every day, if you sort your nutrition out every day, if you drink plenty of water, you take your vitamins, all that sort of stuff. And it's that muscle memory, and it's that doing the habits. And I think where I have really, really benefited from this is my childhood. I was a swimmer from the age of 7 to 18. So I was a national swimmer. I possibly could have gone to the Olympics had I gone to university and all that good stuff and swam for Team GB, but I decided I didn't want to do it. Anyway, the point being that from 7 year old, I trained myself to swim up and down, up and down. An hour on a morning, an hour on an evening, racing on weekends. That was my life from 7 year old to 18 year old. That's how I became good at it. But also, as a business owner and as an entrepreneur, those boring, monotonous reps for 11 years of my life taught me a valuable lesson that you've got to do the boring stuff. You've got to do the unexciting stuff to win the trophy at the weekend. And you've got to stay with it. When I first jumped in that pool at 7, I was not a national swimmer. But by the time I'd reached probably 13, 14, I was. And then it maintained thereafter, and I got better and I improved my skills and so on and so forth. And that's what we do in business. It's no different. But the problem is, you're in the wrong environments. The wrong environments aren't inspiring you to do the work daily, to show up and give you the support when it's not so good, to give you what you need, that inspiration, that accountability. Being in a container full of people that are further ahead than you is the best thing that you can do right now, and stay in it for years to come. And when you've outgrown that container, that's when you go to a new one. Just because the strategy isn't working for you right now doesn't mean that you jump out the container. It's not the strategy. You've just got to do the reps. You learn the strategy, you stick with it, you run the mechanism, it works, right? That's how you become a successful coach. That's how you start to lock in 1K days or even just $200 days, $500 days. Then you go to 1K days, then you go to 2K days, and then every now and then, you're going to start getting some five-figure cash days. And that's how it works. It builds, it compounds. But how you are investing in yourself first needs to come from two areas. One, your mindset. And two, the container that you're in. And if you're not working on both and staying in both and staying committed to it, then you are going to hop around and lose the consistency. And that in itself will set you back every time you jump. You're restarting it every time you jump. So get consistent, find a container, and do everything you can to be around 7 and 8 figure entrepreneurs. One of the reasons I live in Dubai is for the inspiration, is to be around entrepreneurial people and mindsets, to see what I have not got yet, day in, day out, and make me work harder and make me think better and bigger at all times. Making that change of environment has shifted my mindset. And I already had a good mindset, but it shifted it again because it was needed. And that is what you have to do if you are not achieving the results that you are. Hope it helps. See you on tomorrow's episode.